Watching TV and driving at the same time is a bad idea.
Left.
Left?
Right.
Right?
No, left! Way to go, Eugene!
Driving and listening to Odyssey, that's a different story.
I can't believe it. I didn't stall.
That's wonderful. Now go get some help.
Now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club. Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Wow, look who's back. Penny the Pilgrim.
Hi, Connie.
Hi, how was your retreat?
Our pastor called it an advance, not a retreat.
Okay, how was your advance then?
Oh, it was wonderful. First, we went to this beautiful retreat center.
Advance center?
Don't be picky. And it was the most uplifting experience of my life. May I please have a cup of coffee? I was up late.
Sure.
At one point, we were sent off on our own to pray, and something amazing happened. I felt like God was with me right there, giving me a peace and joy that... putting it into words just doesn't work, Connie.
I've had experiences like that.
Then, on my way home, I played music in the car and took side roads to places I've never been before. Everything was inspiring me. So I drove and prayed. I prayed for people I haven't seen in years. I prayed for people I don't even know. I prayed for you, Connie. Oh. I prayed for the guys who paint the yellow lines in the middle of the street.
You know, those guys don't get enough credit, do they?
I know. How do they make those lines so straight?
Beats me.
Anyway, before I knew what was happening, I was lying down on the merry-go-round in the middle of McAllister Park, looking up at the sky. And then it started to snow so gently. And I was filled with gratitude to God.
You know what? You had a mountaintop experience.
Well, I was back from the mountain by then. Didn't I just say I was at McAllister Park?
Yeah, a mountaintop experience is an expression. You know, a profound spiritual experience, like Moses had when he was given the Ten Commandments.
It was so good to be alone with God. I wish I could feel that way all the time, Connie.
I know what you mean, but those experiences can be few and far between. Oh, here's your coffee.
Thank you.
By the way, someone named Marla left a message for you. She asked, did you tame it this week?
Marla's my new accountability partner.
Oh. Well, did you?
Did I what?
You know, tame it.
Yes, I did.
Good. What'd you tame?
My tongue.
Oh.
As you know, I have a problem sometimes with gossip, and she's helping me work through that.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So what does Marla struggle with?
You would not believe it, but... Connie!
You have tamed it! Good job!
Hi, everyone!
Oh, Wooten!
My eardrums just popped.
Oh, sorry. I brought the mail.
Are you all right?
Allergies!
What are you allergic to?
Oh, oxygen, I think.
Wooten, you don't look well. You should go home.
Oh, never, Penny. You know the slogan. Neither nor nor shall stop the mail from it. Pointed round.
I've never heard you sneeze with such intensity.
Oh, when did we hang up all those shiny black spots?
I'm calling the doctor before your head explodes.
Hello?
Wooten, how did it go with Dr. Graham?
Oh, it was great. She has new bowl of lollipops, Connie. They're cotton candy flavored. Oh, plus I got a sticker for being a good patient.
Great. What was her diagnosis?
Oh, well, yeah, that's not so good. I've got scurvy.
Scurvy?
Yeah, I may have heard her wrong. I sneezed and my ears plugged up. Maybe it's an infection. Whatever else it is, I am contagious. She doesn't want me sneezing all over my friends and all the mail, so I have to lock myself in at home for a few days.
Alone for a few days?
Yeah, but it's okay. There are these two books I've really been wanting to read. War and Peace.
What about food and medicine?
No, I don't have those books. Are they by the same guy?
Wooten, I mean, do you have everything you need?
Oh, I think so.
All right, well, call me if you need anything, okay?
Okay, I will. Bye, Connie.
Bye.
Oh, so should I start with War, then read Peace? Maybe start with some Peace, then some War, mix it up?
Penny, are you ready for Bible study?
I decided not to go.
You're not sick too, are you?
No, I want to drive up to Trickle Lake to be alone with God some more.
Okay. Penny, you know it's not always the same.
What?
Your alone time with God. It may not be like it was the last time.
Oh, I know that, yeah.
Okay, see you later, I guess.
Okay, bye. Now, what should I take with me? Hello?
Hi, Penny.
Oh, hi, Wooten. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm going to the mountains to hang out with God.
Oh, cool. Are you driving there?
Yes.
Oh, cool. In your car?
Well, my horse is in the shop.
Oh, okay, cool. You know, horse jokes are almost always funny. Have you ever noticed that?
Not really.
Woodpecker jokes are funny, too. I mean, a bird that beats his head against the tree. Good material, you know?
Wooten, are you on medication?
No. Yes, but I'm just calling. I've been thinking of writing a book made up entirely of woodpecker jokes. I figured I ought to get your thoughts.
My thoughts about woodpecker jokes?
Yeah, and kettle corn.
I don't know any jokes about kettle corn, Wooten.
Oh, no, not jokes. Just your thoughts. You know, kettle corn is too serious to make jokes about.
True.
Hey, did you know that War and Peace is actually one book and not two?
I really have to go, Wooten.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you have fun with God. And if you think of any good woodpecker jokes,
I'll let you know. Oh, what a perfect night. Great view from up here. Okay, God, here I am. I need music. Let's see. Oh, Wooten made me a mix of songs. That's right, maybe that'll work. Next track. Wooten has very diverse tastes in music. Okay, how about silence? What was that? I'm sure it was nothing. The mountain settling into an earthquake. What in the world? Oh. Hello?
Hey.
From the size of that truck, you look like you're about to do something really big.
You see that cell phone tower? That's supposed to look like a tree?
You mean the tree that really looks like a cell phone tower? Sure.
I have to do some maintenance on it. I'll be shutting it down. You won't get a cell phone signal in an hour or so.
Okay.
And a weather front's moving in. We'll probably get a few inches of snow.
Great. Thanks for the update. Snow. Just like that moment on the merry-go-round. Oh, thank you, God. Okay, music. Oh, this is good.
Hi, Penny. It's me, Wooten. I know how much you like the beach, so I thought I'd make it sound like you're at the beach to really help you relax. Here are some ocean and wind noise.
That's sweet. Oh, Wooten. What is that supposed to be?
Billy, stop splashing your sister. Billy, you got water in her eyes. Billy!
Mom, Billy blinded me.
Billy, get over here right now.
Oh, brother. Maybe I should take a walk and... Oh, hey, there's a merry-go-round at the Trickle Lake Playground. That'll be perfect.
This isn't a microwave oven. It is an infrared oven.
Infrared?
Infrared waves cook more evenly than microwaves.
More evenly?
Watch this. It cooks a slice of cold pizza in just 30 minutes.
30 seconds? That's 45 seconds faster than my microwave. That would save me, four and a half days a year. Where's my phone? Hello? Hi, Trudy? Yeah, it's me again, Wooten.
Oh, you remembered. I'd like to order an infrared oven. Oh, thanks. And would you mind shipping that along in the same box as the celery slicer, the pewter frog necklace, and the CD collection of Unintentionally Frightening Children's Songs, Volumes 1 to 6?
Sure, we'll get on that right away.
Oh, thanks. So, what you doing for Christmas, Trudy?
Hanging out, family.
Yeah, did you decorate your tree? Oh, yeah, I know it's a business line. This is a business call. See, I'm trying to find out what you want for Christmas, and then I'm going to order it for you. Yeah, I've already gotten you some jewelry that I'm not going to tell you about, except to say that it's made of a silver-gray metal and shaped like a little aquatic creature. No, please don't hang up, Trudy. Tell me what else I can purchase from you. They said operators are standing by. You're not standing by. Trudy! You know, I could always use another celery slicer.
Loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Hello.
Hi, Penny.
Hi, Wooten.
What are you doing?
The same thing I was doing 10 minutes ago when you called, Wooten.
Oh, hanging out with God in the merry-go-round?
Yes.
That's nice.
What can I do for you?
Well, quick question. Do you think it'd be a good idea for me to pull the refrigerator into my bedroom so I could eat food without getting out of bed?
Wooten, did the doctor say anything about your medicine having side effects?
No. Yes, I think. No, maybe. Short-term memory loss, something like that. What was the question?
I'm really trying to be alone with God, Wooten.
Oh, okay, I understand. I can make this decision on my own.
Okay, thank you.
Great, talk to you later, Penny.
Little ones to him belong. Hello?
Hey, Penny.
Oh, hi, Connie.
Sorry to bother you, but our Bible study group decided to do some Christmas caroling. We're going to go to the homes of people who can't get out, like Wooten.
Oh, that's nice.
Why don't you come with us?
No, thanks. I'm fine here.
Okay. But if you change your mind, we're going at about 7.
Okay, thank you. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night. Oh, I really need to turn this phone off. Hello?
Hi, Danny. Quick question. What's the best way to get some that weighs, about 400 pounds off your bed?
You tipped over your refrigerator.
Perhaps. Fortunately, my bed broke its fall, though the springs on the mattress made a lot of weird pinging kinds of noises. Is that bad?
Oh, Wooten, I'm really trying to concentrate up here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll talk tomorrow.
Oh, okay. What time?
Noon.
I'll mark my calendar.
Thank you for understanding. Oh, boy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Wooten's House and another exciting episode of Bug Hunt. I'm your host, Bud Wilkerson.
And I'm Gus Millerton. Today we are going to be hunting the common house spider.
Oh, that's right, Gus. This spider's been in the house for about 4 days now, and it's time for us to take matters into our own hands.
Oh, that's right, Bud. It's been a crafty little critter, but they don't call us the Bug Hunters for nothing. We are pretty crafty, too.
Oh! Wait a minute. I think I just saw some movement in the corner of the room.
Yeah, I think we've spotted us the prey. But we shouldn't make any sudden movements, Bud. Patience is the key to a good hunt.
He's in my sights, in the shadow of the dresser. We wait for the right moment. Slowly, slowly, and...
No! Stop!
What is it, Gus?
It's not a spider. That there is a praying mantis.
Ah, so it is, Gus.
Oh, we can't kill the most religious of all insects.
Yeah, Penny loves praying mantis. I'm going to take a picture of it and send it to her. Oh, yeah, I guess I shouldn't. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know, maybe like 11:59. By the time it goes through... Carolers?
Oh, they're singing my song. That is awesome.
Ran too fast. Thanks for coming. I'm going to stand back here at a safe distance because I'm just a little bit contagious.
Wooten, are you okay?
Okay, God. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but something isn't happening here. It's cold. Oh! Hello? Oh, hi, Vivian. What's up? Did she really? What did she tell Ilona? Oh, no, that's not true. She thinks so, but I heard Ilona say that she heard Evelyn say that Ernestine didn't give her the message on purpose. Well, I did hear from Dolores that she... Hello? Vivian? Well, that was rude. She probably hung up because she feels the same way. Hey, it's beginning to snow. Hard. Wow. It's really coming down. But I'm not going to let a little blizzard get in the way of alone time with God. Then again, God is everywhere, including my car, where it's warm. Warm is very good. Oh, no. Come on, Bessie. Start. Please. Pretty please. Oh, terrific. Oh, cell phone. Cell phone. Oh, no signal. What does that mean, no signal? I'm on a mountain right next to the tower. Oh, that the construction guy shut down. Of course. Ugh, where are your friends when you need them? Ah!
I thought I'd name you Walter. Is that a good name for a praying mantis? I'll assume, by the way, you're bending your back leg that you're okay with that. Well, listen, Walter, there's something we need to talk about. I did some research on the hospital internet, and I saw that praying mantis sometimes eat their children. No, I'm not judging you. I just think, you know, since you pray all the time, maybe that's something you should meditate about. Prayerfully reconsider it, maybe. You know, there's so many other things you could eat.
Hi, Wooten.
Oh, hi, Connie. Hey, I want to introduce you to my new friend. This is Walter. He's a praying mantis.
Hi, Walter.
We struck up a friendship back at the house. You know, despite his inclination toward cannibalistic infanticide, he's a really good listener.
Oh.
I'm not sure how he got here, but it was nice of him to visit, don't you think?
Yeah. Hey, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm a little woozy, but okay. Oh, thanks for rescuing me.
My pleasure. I've been trying to call Penny, but I can't get through.
Well, she probably turned off her phone, you know, to keep me from interrupting her time with God.
Well... is there anything you need?
Mm-hmm.
Can I bring you by some food? Oh. A book from the library?
Yeah, mashed potatoes. I always crave mashed potatoes when I'm in the hospital.
Okay.
Oh, and maybe a moth for Walter. He's as thin as a stick.
He's a praying mantis, mm-hmm. Wooten. They're supposed to look like that.
Oh, and if you do hear from Penny, would you mind giving her a message for me? Just tell her 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12.
What verse is that?
Well, it's a verse that I read this morning. Penny and I have talked about how sometimes we don't understand God completely. Well, this verse really helped me, and it might help her, too.
Okay, but I'm sure she'll come see you as soon as she gets my message that you're in the hospital.
Hi, Debbie. It's Frank. Yeah, I finished working up on Tower 12 at Trickle Lake. You can run the diagnostics now. But we've got some really heavy snow up here. Oh, hold on, Debbie. I'm looking at one of the weirdest snowmen I've ever seen. That's a person! I'll call you back. Hey! Hey, are you all right?
Oh, fine. Thank you. How are you doing?
One order of mashed...
He's gone, Connie!
What? What happened? happened?
The nurse was taking my blood pressure and accidentally smooshed him.
Oh, Wooten.
No, Walter!
I'm sorry.
I asked the nurse to save him, but he said they're not trained to give CPR to insects. He didn't even try, Connie. What is wrong with our healthcare system?
I think I'll go talk to Dr. Graham about the medicine she's given you.
At the very least, he could have tried mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Don't move. Wait right here. Okay, I talked to the nurse.
And?
He assured me that there was nothing he could have done for Walter. He was too far gone. Well, actually, his head was too far gone, as in not anywhere near the body.
I understand.
And I talked to Dr. Graham. She's going to adjust your meds. She said they can cause extreme emotional agitation. She's filling another prescription for you.
Oh, that's good. Because I think I'm hallucinating, too.
Really?
Yeah, I thought I just saw someone pushing Penny past my door in a wheelchair saying something about hypothermia and possible frostbite.
What?
Yeah, and there was a man who looked like a construction worker who said something about finding her up by Trickle Lake.
What?
Yeah, you know, you should get your hearing checked while you're here, Connie.
Don't move, Wooten. Wait right here.
You said that before. Oh, no. I got deja vu, too.
Penny?
Hi, Connie. Do you think the word extremities is alarming? I do.
Who was using the word extremities?
The doctor. He was checking mine for frostbite.
Oh.
I think I'm okay. But even having extremities is worrisome.
What happened to you, Penny?
Oh, it's too embarrassing to explain. I'll just say that things didn't turn out the way I'd hoped. On top of everything, I was rude to you and to Wooten. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I know you've been wanting time alone with God.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. Don't forget, God's given us something else that's very important in our walk with Him. Each other. God created us to have fellowship with one another. I need you just as much as you need me. To encourage one another. To bear each other's burdens. And to hold each other accountable.
I have to admit that the whole gossip thing reared its ugly head up on the mountain. I am sorry, Connie. Will you forgive me?
Of course I will. But there's someone else just a few rooms down from here who could really use your friendship right now. Hi, Wooten.
Hi, Connie.
Wooten.
Penny, is it noon already?
Not yet.
Oh, that's good, because it looks like night outside and I thought I was having a stroke.
How are you?
Well, I'm okay. I was just making a card for you.
Aww.
Oh, sorry, but the only material I had was this paper surgical mask.
Not used, I hope.
No, not yet. Here you go.
Murphy Crift mask?
I think that's supposed to be Merry Christmas. The medication hasn't worn off yet.
I love it, Wooten. What is this a drawing of?
Oh, that's Walter. He's a praying mantis I found in my house.
A praying mantis? Mm-hmm. The most religious of all insects?
Oh, yeah. But the nurse accidentally smushed him.
Oh. Well, his kids will thank you one day.
I hope so. They never write.
Wooten, I'm really sorry. I should have been there in your time of need.
Well, you're here now. Oh, I found a verse this morning that you'd like.
Connie told me it was perfect. Exactly what I needed.
Yeah, I sort of figured. Oh, I made something for you too, Connie, over on the windowsill.
What? For me?
Uh-oh, she hasn't gotten her hearing checked yet. Don't put it off too long, Connie.
Right. What is it?
Well, it's supposed to be a nativity scene. I ran out of materials and hand sanitizer doesn't work as well as glue, but you get the idea.
Which are Joseph, Mary, and the baby Jesus?
The cotton swabs. The white symbolizes purity.
Oh, nice touch.
Thanks.
The shepherds and the sheep?
Oh, that's the blanket lint.
The wise men.
Tin foil from one of the meal trays.
Is that a green camel?
No, it's Walter. What's left of him?
Well, thank you, Wooten. Maybe you should rest now. Both of you should. We want to make sure you're better in time for all the Christmas celebrations. Mm. We have a lot to do.
Yeah, together.
Together.
I like together. Murphy Crift Mac Wooten.
Murphy Crift Mac Penny.
Have you ever noticed how when you watch a movie by yourself, it's not as funny as when you watch it with friends? Or how food tastes better at restaurants when you're with people that you love? That's because sharing our lives with other people makes us happier. It's the same in our walk with God. At times it's good to be alone with God, but that's not the only way he communicates with us. As Wooten and Penny learned in today's adventure, God reveals himself to us through other believers too. The Bible calls this fellowship, and it's more than spending time together. It's a way to invite God to be with us. We not only learn more about God from one another, but we also experience his presence. Matthew 18:20 says, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." Think of that the next time you're hanging out with your friends. God is right there with you. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. All by Myself, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written by Marshall Younger and Paul McCusker and directed by Dave Arnold, with sound design by Jonathan Crow and music by John Campbell. Our cast included Katie Lee, Jess Harnell, and Kimmy Robertson. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for another Adventure in Odyssey. Merry Christmas, everyone.